It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, August 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, I want to give you an update on Edward Snowden. The NSA leaker's asylum status in Russia expired this week. He would like an extension on that status. The U.S. intelligence community would like very much to get its hands on him. Likely? Well, here's Brooklyn Law School professor Mary Ellen Fullerton.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, I think that's probably a political question.
What's in his way as he tries to get an extension on asylum in Russia?
It's up to Russia to decide whether to extend this grant. They gave him a one-year temporary stay. So I think it would be likely that they would approve another one-year stay or something like that.
Is there any aspect of what specifically he has done when it comes to sort of the digital nature of all of this and the files, is there any sort of loophole that the U.S. might leverage to try and get him out of the country?
The key that the United States is going to be arguing and continuing to contend is that the international law protects people who have been persecuted or who fear persecution, and that he hasn't been and he won't be persecuted. And the U.S. will argue that to be prosecuted for a criminal violation is not the same thing as persecution.
Mary Ellen Fullerton is a professor at Brooklyn Law School. She's an expert on asylum and refugee law. Mary Ellen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
By the way, the NSA still wants those files Edward Snowden apparently took, but the value of those files decreases over time. So it used to go like this. You travel in for business, then your time will be spent in sleepy hotel lobbies and in the back of cabs. Well, with companies like Airbnb and Uber on the rise, business class on the ground is changing. Of course, so is regulation when it comes to the business of doing business, as Sam Harnett reports.
Airbnb has a new webpage for business travelers. On the front, there's a picture of a loft with brick walls and a nice stereo system. This is not your everyday working man's motel.
Sometimes it's nice to come home to a place that feels a little bit more like yours.
Lex Baer heads business development at Airbnb. He says last year, 8% of the travel done through the site was for business. That's why Airbnb partnered with Concur, a service that helps companies manage employee travel. Concur also works with the rideshare service Uber. It too escapes regulation as part of the so-called sharing economy. Vanessa Sinders doesn't buy that classification.
If you're going to look like a hotel and act like a hotel, you should be treated like a hotel.
Sinders is with the American Hotel and Lodging Association.
Hotels have to abide by so many different safety, security, health code, accessibility requirements, and we think that that should be applied fairly and equally across the board.
Over 30 companies so far have made Airbnb an official travel option for employees. Many happen to be startups themselves. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today we're going to talk Nintendo mobile gaming, T-Mobile, and killer robots. Nilay Patel was just named editor-in-chief of the website The Verge. Nilay, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready to win the game, is what I am.
All right, I got a number for you. 25 years, and it comes with an audio clue.
Okay.
Are you ready for the audio clue?
Yeah.
All right.
It is the 25th anniversary of the Game Boy.
Yes! That sounds good. Were you a Game Boy person when you were growing up?
I'll tell you, I had a Game Boy Pocket when I was in high school, and I learned that it fit perfectly inside the cover of my TI-82 calculator. So I would play Game Boy in my calculus class. And the biggest problem was that when you turned it on, it made that sound, and my teacher, and we would muffle it under our shirts.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. All right. You got something for me? Hit me.
I got it. More than 50 million.
More than 50 million users, monthly active users, have been added to Twitter in the past year. I don't know.
I think Twitter would be ecstatic if that was true. No, as T-Mobile subscribers. T-Mobile is profitable for the first time in a long time. They now have more than 50 million customers. 1.5 million added this quarter alone.
All right, I got something for you. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. I'm going to guess the average amount of time people spend on marketplace.com. Is that a harsh burn?
Hey, listen, man, it's more like seven, okay? No, this is a very good guess. The number I'm actually looking for has to do with robots. A robot has been taught how to continue moving after injury through intelligent trial and error. Apparently, they broke a couple of the legs of one of the robots that the researchers were using, and then the robot learned to move after, which it just terrifies me. Does that terrify you?
That completely terrifies me.
All right, what do you got for me? You got something for me?
I guess as long as we're on the terror and bad news beat, I'll go with 200.
Give me unit of measure.
200 people. But they're fine. They're physically okay.
I don't know. Have had their personalities spoofed by bots online and are being used. I got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably true. 200 people a minute probably are being spoofed online. 200 people. It's the bad news of Apple buying Beats. Beats Music and Electronics has 700 total employees, and Apple announced today that it would lay off 200 of them as they consolidate the companies.
Nilay Patel, editor-in-chief at The Verge. Nilay, thank you very much, man.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Okay, that was a close one, but we'll give this round to Nilay. Remember, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally for you to play along. That's at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.